Dedication and Acknowledgements. Dr. Anthony Fauci's opinions and proclamations have been omnipresent in American media, and some people might assume his ideas and actions are universally supported by scientists, or that he somehow represents science and medicine. To the contrary, many leading scientists and scholars around the world, perhaps even most, oppose lockdowns and other aspects of Dr. Fauci's pandemic management. They include Nobel laureates and other distinguished, accomplished, widely published, and internationally celebrated scientists. I dedicate this book to that battle-hardened cadre of heroic scientists and physicians who have risked their careers, their livelihoods, and their reputations to champion evidence-based science and ethical medicine. By steadfastly prioritizing truth, the welfare of their patients, and the cause of public health above their own career ambitions, these brave men and women have succeeded at great cost in preserving their own integrity. They may one day restore from shame the shattered souls of the medical profession and the scientific establishment. Each of these individuals has emerged as a voice of sanity and a symbol of clarity and truth to those idealists across the globe who love democracy and resist the rising medical authoritarianism. Thanks to all of you for your inspirational character, courage, brilliant insights, and your passion for empiricism and critical thinking. Dr. Harvey Riche, Yale University Professor of Epidemiology, Board of Editors for the American Journal of Epidemiology. Dr. Robert Malone, original inventor mRNA and DNA vaccination technologies, formerly editor-in-chief of the Journal of Immune-Based Therapies and Vaccines. Dr. Geert van den Bosch, past head of vaccine development for Germany's Center for Infection Research, virologist and vaccine developer at GlaxoSmithKline and Novartis. Dr. Michael Yaden, chief scientist and vice president of Pfizer's Allergy and Respiratory Research Division from 1995 to 2011. Dr. Luc Montagnier, virologist, recipient of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine. Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, pulmonologist, who served as chair of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe Health Committee, also a member of German Parliament for 15 years. Dr. Peter McCullough, clinical cardiologist, vice chief of internal medicine at Baylor University Medical Center from 2014 to 2021. Peter Doshi, senior editor at the British Medical Journal. Dr. Paul E. Merrick, chief of pulmonary and critical care medicine, Eastern Virginia Medical School. Dr. Pierre Corey, medical director of trauma and life support center at the University of Wisconsin from 2015 to 2020, now the president and chief medical officer of the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. Dr. Byram Bridal, associate professor of viral immunology, University of Guelph. Dr. Tess Lowry, consultant to the World Health Organization. Dr. Didier Raoult, director of France's Infectious and Tropical Emergent Disease Research Unit, physician and microbiologist. Dr. Peter Breggin, doctor of psychiatry, author of more than 40 books, formerly with the National Institute of Mental Health. Dr. Merrill Nass, physician, expert delegate to the U.S. Director of National Intelligence Biothreat Study Program. Dr. Volodymyr Zelenko, Medical Director, Muncie Family Medical Center. Dr. Scott Jensen, University of Minnesota Medical School Clinical Associate Professor, also a Minnesota State Senator from 2016 to 2020. Dr. Ryan Cole, pathologist. Dr. Christiane Northrup, Assistant Clinical Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology, physician, three-time New York Times best-selling author. Dr. Richard Urso, M.D., Anderson Cancer Center Assistant Professor from 1993 to 2005, Chief of Orbital Oncology and Scientist. Dr. Joseph Latipo, Surgeon General of the State of Florida, Professor, University of Florida College of Medicine, Assistant Professor of Population Health and Medicine at NYU School of Medicine. Dr. Martin Kulldorff, Harvard University Professor of Medicine, Biostatistician, and Epidemiologist, Expert in Vaccine Safety Evaluations. Dr. Michael Levitt, Stanford University Biophysicist and Professor of Structural Biology, recipient of the 2013 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Dr. Satoshi Omura, biochemist, recipient of the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine. Dr. Paul E. Alexander, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Senior COVID Pandemic Advisor in 2020. Dr. Claire Craig, pathologist, served with Britain's National Health Service from 2000 to 2015. Dr. Lee Merritt, U.S. Navy physician and surgeon from 1980 to 1989, past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Dr. Sucharit Bhakti, microbiologist, head of the Institute of Medical Microbiology and Hygiene at University of Mainz for more than 20 years until 2012. Dr. J. Bhattacharya, Stanford University Medical School professor, physician, epidemiologist, health economist, and public health policy expert focusing on infectious diseases. Dr. David Katz, Yale University, founder of Yale's Prevention Research Center. John P. A. Ioannidis, Stanford University Professor of Medicine, Epidemiology and Population Health, and a physician scientist. Dr. Rodney Sturdivant, Baylor University Assistant Professor of Biostatistics, Infectious Disease Scientist. Dr. Salman Khashoggi, Harvard Medical School Professor of Global Health and Social Medicine. Dr. Ariel Munitz, Tel Aviv University Professor of Clinical Microbiology and Immunology. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, MIT Senior Research Scientist. Dr. Lisa White, Oxford University Professor of Epidemiology. There is a much larger retinue of thousands of lesser-known frontline medical professionals and PhD researchers who have also chosen to wager everything on their commitment to their patients, to uncorrupted scientific inquiry, and to the opposition to authoritarian COVID policies. Many of them have battled unheralded in the trenches for decades. Each one of them has endured various intensities of vilification, excommunication, delicensing, and censorship by the pharma cartel's captive regulators, its corrupt medical associations, its media and social media allies and medical journals, and its government-sponsored fact-checkers. They have weathered derision, gaslighting, scapegoating, retractions, career and reputational injuries, and financial ruin to protect their patients and nurture truth. Many of you are listed at the front of the physical book, and my apologies to all who were necessarily omitted due to space restrictions, but who belong on this honor roll. I regret that the only consolation for your sacrifices may be a clear conscience.